The next patient is Stephen Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-E-K-I-N-S. Stephen is the first name, S-T-E-V-E-N. The clinical case of a 82-year-old, one male that has CKD3A. The patient comes for the regular follow-up. He has a underlying disease that is diabetes mellitus that has been very well under control. History of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The most likely situation is that he has some degree of nephrosclerosis. Serum creatinine 1.2, FEV1 of 26, glucose is 140. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, albumin is 4.3. In the urinalysis, it's a very congested urinalysis with leukocytosterase and the glucose because he's taking the SGLT2 inhibitors, some bacteria. The patient is completely asymptomatic. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C. Has been under control. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia. That has been treated. We are going to request a lipid profile for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has non-selective proteinuria that remains 450 after he was placed on Farxiga. He couldn't tolerate the administration of Kerendia. The patient developed diarrhea. However, there was a drastic change in the protein excretion from 1600 a year ago to 500 at the present time. The patient is encouraged to take the Kerendia, and we will follow this proteinuria. Following number, the patient is overweight. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP. We spend 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.